1996, we come to Ardamyne, that wonderful street church on the edge of the sea near Corktown. And I've mentioned the other larger street church in this diocese in Piltown in County Kilkenny in a previous reflection. Street was, of course, the renowned 19th century architect who did some church building in Ireland while involved in a big way with the restoration of Christ Church Cathedral in Dublin. I suppose, perhaps more than any of our other coastal churches, Ardamyne symbolises ministry to holidaymakers, those who keep coming back, who regard it as their second home, their second parish. Even in these times, the church in the summer tends to be crowded with them. It was such a shame this year, because of social distancing, it wasn't possible to open it in its usual way. Ardamyne Parish is to be congratulated for how it does in normal years make use of all those churches it is the custodian of along the coast. But I'm always delighted when I go to Ardamyne to meet regularly there in the summer someone who taught me in Sunday school when I was a small child, and he never fails to greet me warmly or in a way to remind me that anything I know I might have learned from him. Amazing the effects of Sunday schools and formative moments. Now, as I've said before on just a few occasions, and this will apply to the year 1996, I've allowed these reflections on wider history to give way to self-indulgent moments of more personal history. In 1996, my mother died, and that particular umbilical cord was severed. I always think that the death of the second parent, whenever it comes and however mature we think we are, makes us feel strangely orphaned. As I was an only child and had therefore spent my formative years in a household of three members, suddenly I was the only one left. And being an only child actually has quite a few blessings, but it does mean that in middle years, no one remembers your childhood except yourself. But it wasn't entirely a sad year. My mother was buried on the first day of May, and our only daughter was born on the 1st of June. I always remember finding myself at a confirmation class in my then parish on the night before my mother's burial. I'm sure people would have understood if I hadn't made an appearance, but one has this strange inclination to be heroic and to keep going and to find solace in a semblance of routine. I always remember the young people that night didn't know how to take me. They thought they should say something, but didn't know what it was. And I empathised with them, because growing up in a rectory, I used to dread having to talk to someone who had just been bereaved. And I remember so well the first time I was alone in the house, no answering machines then, and answered the phone only to hear of the death of a parishioner. Just as individuals find it hard to find the words at those painful moments, yet know something has to be said, even if it's sorry for your trouble, and that sheer silence won't always do. So also the country, through its leaders, sometimes has to find words to respond to tragedies that shake the nation. Our president is actually particularly good at this. But our history is littered with moments of shock and loss, moments when people remember where they were when they heard the news, moments when someone had to find the words on our behalf. And in the year my mother died, the nation looked for words when two esteemed women were brutally killed, Veronica Guerin by ruthless criminals and Sophie Toscong Duplantier, who was still mysteriously bludgeoned in West Cork. Awful moments. Pray for those who on our behalf have to find words at such times, who speak for us all, and in particular help children to deal with what will become part of their formative memory. Sometimes I think children realise that there are moments when what is even better than words is the holding of the hand. I think of a lovely prayer that asks God, when words fail us, to somehow be there holding our hands, and that we will know that that is the case. And one of the tremendous losses of recent times has been the loss of the ministry of hand-holding, which is so divine at moments of sadness. And may it not be too much longer before we can clasp the hands or embrace people at times of loss as well as at times of joy. and when we will realise that for all we try with words, those gestures are even richer.